Coach, this is a game that was competitive for a while, and Hugin had just made their runs in the second half, and it was that third quarter once again for you guys.
Yeah, it was. It was an 8-point game, and then they outscored us by 30-plus in the second half. So that's something to, you know, to that catches your eye for sure. But, you know, the first half we were able to move the ball. I thought we moved the ball well. We took advantage of, you know, some overplayed, you know, defense and got some back cuts in there. But I thought we played more than a rhythm. We kind of talked about it earlier. You know, when you face adversity, that's when you kind of get self-centered and you try to do things on your own. And I thought when they hit us with that run, that's kind of what showed up was – we all tried to make our own play to try to get us back into the game, and we didn't allow our offense to work. And so, you know, that's a really tough team. I mean, not many teams around the state have, you know, seven guys that can all come in and contribute and play at a high level, and they're very, very good. And so we knew that coming in, and unfortunately the second half got us pretty big in that third quarter. They went on a run, and our transition defense kind of broke down. So, you know, anytime you give those guys open looks or second and third chance opportunities because they, you know, they had a ton of offensive rebounds, you know, that's always, going to be a problem. When you let good teams have extra possessions, that's a problem.
It was a 9-point game at the halftime, and I think you had taken it to the bank, holding Riddlesberger to just 3 points in the first half. But it was a lot of others that got hot, and, you know, it was kind of one of those situations. I thought at times you had good position on defense there. They just were hitting their shots.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, coming into the game, I think most teams are going to prepare for Carson and Riley and, you know, try to force somebody else to beat us. And, you know, Emmett got downhill on us, which is what he does. He gets to the basket. But and then Deshaun knocked down some threes. But, you know, again, that comes with good teams. You know, you got to take your pick. You got to pick your poison. And those guys were able to make enough plays. So, you know, we showed some really good things, but obviously, you know, there's room for improvement, and transition defense and defensive rebounding was one of those. You know, they crashed really hard. Long shots oftentimes bring long rebounds. So we just got to be better. And when we get hit with adversity, we cannot, you know, just try to do things on our own. But, you know, our guys are taking strides in the right direction. We just got to, you know, extend the amount of minutes that we do it.
I thought you got a good start there from Lawson Bailey. He really had a good first half. He had 3 threes and 14 points. He looked pretty comfortable there. And then once he got going, that kind of opened things up for some other players. And it ended up really for Jackson in the second half. He had 12 of his 16 points in that second half.
Yeah, you know, again, we want to play through him, but we want to move the ball enough to make the defense get out of position so his touches aren't so challenging. And, you know, we were able to do that. And then I think the second half we saw more of kind of what we did against Goodland, where we were trying to force it in there a lot, which, you know, he's oftentimes going against a double team in there. But, you know, he made them count for the most part. You know, it's just a tough one, you know, because I thought we did. You know, we have the lead to six, and we just walk off on the ball handler who hits a three, you know, pretty much at the buzzer of the second quarter. Again, talking about transition defense, you know, it's transition defense against a good team is difficult. I think we were kind of scrambling, you know, at times, and it cost us some layups. But, you know, we did a lot of good things in that first half, and to come out in the third quarter and let them get going on us was you know, not what we wanted. But, you know, we've got to put that past us and go ahead and get, you know, get started getting ready for Holcomb.
Well, get a week off here to get ready for Holcomb here next Friday. And I know there's a lot of things you got to want to work on to get ready for a pretty scrappy team.
Yeah, they are. And they got some big old boys down there, and they like to play through them. And, you know, when you put too much attention on those big guys down low, you know, it really opens them up for three. That last night's game against Colby, you know, it was kind of a, you know, kind of shows that. But they draw a lot of attention down there. So they're going to be tough. They're always, you know, pretty disciplined. Chad does a great job with them. So, yeah, we've got to just start putting it together for longer periods of time. We've showed, you know, glimpses of good stuff. We just got to be able to put it together for 32 minutes. And, you know, we're going to get there. You know, this group has really done a good job showing up for practice with a lot of energy. So we're excited. You know, not really excited right now. But the guys, they've shown up with great attitudes. And I don't expect anything different.
All right. Well, a tough loss, but a lot to learn from, and get to go next week here. Coach Brian Gentry joins us post-game. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.